Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, This is the Will of God. Today's meditation was written by Ikechukwu Umpama. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that ye should abstain from fornication. I have just read from the King James Version. It was during secondary school, in an all-boys school, that a debate arose. One of the boys confidently declared that while the Bible clearly condemns adultery, it says nothing about fornication, referring, of course, to the Ten Commandments. However, the text above refutes this erroneous and false teaching. Interestingly, while we are told to resist the devil, James 4, verse 7, and to stand firm against principalities and powers, Ephesians 6, 12 to 18, we are specifically instructed to flee fornication and sexual sins. When we resist the devil, he flees from us, but when it comes to fornication, we are the ones charged to flee. But what exactly is fornication? The word fornication is often translated from the Greek word porneia in the New Testament. It refers to various forms of illicit sexual activity, including adultery, sexual intercourse between unmarried people, homosexuality, lesbianism, and intercourse with animals. Some Bible versions simplify it as sexual immorality. The New Testament contains numerous warnings and instructions regarding this. Acts chapter 15, verses 20 and 29 instruct us to abstain from fornication. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9 tells us to avoid keeping company with fornicators. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18 commands us to flee fornication. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 8 warns us not to commit sexual immorality. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3 says, fornication should not even be named among believers. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5 tells us to have nothing to do with sexual sins. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 clearly instructs us to abstain from fornication. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22 advises us to flee youthful lusts. As you go into today, remember that it is God's will for you to abstain from sexual sins. Living a life of sanctification requires fleeing from such temptations. If you have not yet accepted Christ as your Lord but wish to be saved, let's pray this prayer together. Ask the Lord Jesus to forgive you for the way you have been living contrary to His will. Hand over the ownership and government of your life to Christ today by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. You can say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I acknowledge today that I am a sinner. I ask you to save me and give me your Spirit. I confess that you are Lord, and I believe that you died for me and resurrected on the third day for my salvation. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for receiving me into your glorious family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from 1 Chronicles chapters 5 to 9. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible, from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, 1 Chronicles chapters 5 to 9.
The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel. He was the firstborn, but when he defiled his father's marriage bed, his rights as firstborn were given to the sons of Joseph, son of Israel. So he could not be listed in the genealogical record in accordance with his birthright. And though Judah was the strongest of his brothers, and a ruler came from him, the rights of the firstborn belonged to Joseph. The sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok, Pallu, Hezron, and Carmi. The descendants of Joel, Shemaiah, his son, Gog, his son, Shimei, his son, Micah, his son, Reaiah, his son, Baal, his son, and Beera, his son, whom Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, took into exile. Beera was a leader of the Reubenites. Their relatives by clans, listed according to their genealogical records: Jeuel, the chief, Zechariah, and Bela, son of Azaz, the son of Shema, the son of Joel. They settled in the area from Aurora to Nebo and Baal Meon. To the east, they occupied the land up to the edge of the desert that extends to the Euphrates River, because their livestock had increased in Gilead. During Saul's reign, they waged war against the Hagrites, who were defeated at their hands. They occupied the dwellings of the Hagrites throughout the entire region east of Gilead. The Gadites lived next to them in Bashan, as far as Saluka. Joel was the chief, Shaphan the second, then Janai and Shaphat in Bashan. Their relatives by families were Michael, Meshulam, Sheba, Jorai, Jachin, Zia, and Eber, seven in all. These were the sons of Abihail, son of Huri, the son of Jeroah, the son of Gilead, the son of Michael, the son of Jeshishai, the son of Jado, the son of Buz. Ahi, son of Abdiel, the son of Gunai, was head of their family. The Gadites lived in Gilead, in Bashan, and its outlying villages, and on all the pasture lands of Sharon, as far as they extended. All these were entered in the genealogical records during the reigns of Jotham, king of Judah, and Jeroboam, king of Israel. The Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh had 44,760 men ready for military service, able-bodied men who could handle shield and sword, who could use a bow, and who were trained for battle. They waged war against the Hagrites, Jeter, Naphish, and Nodab. They were helped in fighting them, and God delivered the Hagrites and all their allies into their hands, because they cried out to him during the battle. He answered their prayers because they trusted in him. They seized the livestock of the Hagrites, 50,000 camels, 250,000 sheep, and 2,000 donkeys. They also took 100,000 people captive, and many others fell slain, because the battle was God's, and they occupied the land until the exile. The people of the half-tribe of Manasseh were numerous. They settled in the land from Bashan to Baal Hermon, that is, to Senir, Mount Hermon. These were the heads of their families: Epher, Ishai, Eliel, Azriel, Jeremiah, Hodaviah, and Jadiel. They were brave warriors, famous men, and heads of their families. But they were unfaithful to the God of their ancestors and prostituted themselves to the gods of the peoples of the land whom God had destroyed before them. So the God of Israel stirred up the spirit of Pul, king of Assyria, that is, Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, who took the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh into exile. He took them to Hala, Haber, Hara, and the river of Gozan, where they are to this day. The sons of Levi: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. The sons of Kohath: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The children of Amram: Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. The sons of Aaron: Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. Eleazar was the father of Phinehas, Phinehas the father of Abishua, Abishua the father of Bukai, Bukai the father of Uzzi, Uzzi the father of Zerahiah, Zerahiah the father of Meraioth, Meraioth the father of Amariah, Amariah the father of Ahitub, Ahitub the father of Zadok, Zadok the father of Ahimeaz, Ahimeaz the father of Azariah, Azariah the father of Johanan, Johanan, the father of Azariah. It was he who served as priest in the temple Solomon built in Jerusalem. Azariah, the father of Amariah. Amariah, the father of Ahitub. Ahitub, the father of Zadok. Zadok, the father of Shallum. Shallum, the father of Hilkiah. Hilkiah, the father of Azariah. Azariah, the father of Saraiah. And Saraiah, the father of Josadak. Josadak was deported when the Lord sent Judah and Jerusalem into exile by the hand of Nebuchadnezzar. The sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. These are the names of the sons of Gershon, Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uzziel. The sons of Merari, Mahlai and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites, listed according to their fathers. Of Gershon, Libni his son, Jahath his son, Zimmah his son, Joah his son, Iddo his son, Zerah his son, and Jeatherai his son. The descendants of Kohath, Aminadab his son, Korah his son, Aser his son, Elkanah his son, Ebiasaph his son, Aser his son, Tahath his son, Uriel his son, Uzziah his son, and Shaul his son. The descendants of Elkanah, Amasai, Ahimath, Elkanah his son, Zophai his son, Nahath his son, Eliab his son, Jeroham his son, Elkanah his son, and Samuel his son. The sons of Samuel, Joel the firstborn, and Abijah the second son. The descendants of Merari, Mahlai, Libni his son, Shimei his son, Uzzah his son, Shemiah his son, Haggiah his son, and Uzziah his son. These are the men David put in charge of the music in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest there. They ministered with music before the tabernacle, the tent of meeting, until Solomon built the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem. They performed their duties according to the regulations laid down for them. Here are the men who served together with their sons. From the Kohathites, Heman the musician, the son of Joel, the son of Samuel, the son of Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Eliel, the son of Toa, the son of Zoph, the son of Elkanah, the son of Mahath, the son of Amasai, the son of Elkanah, the son of Joel, the son of Azariah, the son of Zephaniah, the son of Tahath, the son of Aser, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and Heman's associate Asaph, who served at his right hand. Asaph, son of Berechiah, the son of Shemiah, the son of Michael, the son of Baosiah, the son of Malchijah, the son of Ethni, the son of Zerah, the son of Adaya, the son of Ethan, the son of Zimmah, the son of Shimei, the son of Jahath, the son of Gershon, the son of Levi. And from their associates, the Merarites, at his left hand, Ethan, son of Kishai, the son of Abdi, the son of Malak, the son of Hashabiah, the son of Amaziah, the son of Hilkiah, the son of Amzai, the son of Benai, the son of Shemer, the son of Malai, the son of Mushai, the son of Merari, the son of Levi. Their fellow Levites were assigned to all the other duties of the tabernacle, the house of God. But Aaron and his descendants were the ones who presented offerings on the altar of burnt offering and on the altar of incense in connection with all that was done in the most holy place, making atonement for Israel in accordance with all that Moses, the servant of God, had commanded. These were the descendants of Aaron: Eleazar, his son; Phinehas, his son; Abishua, his son; Bukai, his son; Uzzi, his son; Zerahiah, his son; Mereath, his son; Amariah, his son; Ahitub, his son; Zadok, his son; and Ahimeaz, his son. These were the locations of their settlements allotted as their territory. They were assigned to the descendants of Aaron, who were from the Kohathite clan, because the first lot was for them. They were given Hebron in Judah with its surrounding pasture lands, but the fields and villages around the city were given to Caleb, son of Jephunneh. So the descendants of Aaron were given Hebron, a city of refuge, and Libna, Jeter, Eshtemoah, Hilan, Deber, Ashan, Jutta, and Beth Shemesh, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Benjamin, they were given Gibeon, Geba, Alameth, and Anathoth, together with their pasture lands. The total number of towns distributed among the Kohathite clans came to 13. The rest of Kohath's descendants were allotted 10 towns from the clans of half the tribe of Manasseh. The descendants of Gershon, clan by clan, were allotted 13 towns from the tribes of Issachar, Asher, and Naphtali, and from the part of the tribe of Manasseh that is in Bashan. The descendants of Merari, clan by clan, were allotted 12 towns from the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Zebulun. So the Israelites gave the Levites these towns and their pasture lands. From the tribes of Judah, Simeon, and Benjamin, they allotted the previously named towns. Some of the Kohathite clans were given as their territory towns from the tribe of Ephraim. In the hill country of Ephraim, they were given Shechem, a city of refuge, and Gezer, Jokmeam, Beth Horon, Aijalon, and Gath Rimmon, together with their pasture lands. And from half the tribe of Manasseh, the Israelites gave Aner and Bileam, together with their pasture lands, to the rest of the Kohathite clans. The Gershonites received the following: from the clan of the half tribe of Manasseh, they received Golan in Bashan, and also Ashtaroth, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Issachar, they received Kedesh, Dabereth, Ramoth, and Anam, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Asher, they received Meshul, Abdon, Hukuk, and Rehob, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Naphtali, they received Kedesh in Galilee, Hammon, and Kiriathaim, together with their pasture lands. The Merarites, the rest of the Levites, received the following: from the tribe of Zebulun, they received Jokmeam, Karta, Ramona, and Tabor, together with their pasture lands. From the tribe of Reuben, across the Jordan, east of Jericho, they received Bezer in the wilderness, Jaza, Kedemoth, and Mephaeth, together with their pasture lands. And from the tribe of Gad, they received Ramoth in Gilead, Mahanaim, Heshbon and Jazer, together with their pasture lands. The sons of Issachar, Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron, four in all. The sons of Tola, Uzai, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Samuel, heads of their families. During the reign of David, the descendants of Tola listed as fighting men in their genealogy numbered 22,600. The son of Uzai, Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah, Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. All five of them were chiefs. According to their family genealogy, they had 36,000 men ready for battle, for they had many wives and children. The relatives who were fighting men belonging to all the clans of Issachar, as listed in their genealogy, were 87,000 in all. Three sons of Benjamin, Bela, Beker, and Jediael. The sons of Bela, Espen, Uzai, Uzziel, Jeremoth, and Iri, heads of families, five in all. Their genealogical record listed 22,034 fighting men. The sons of Beker, Samira, Joash, Eliezer, Elioenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Alameth. All these were the sons of Beker. Their genealogical record listed the heads of families and 20,200 fighting men. The son of Jediael, Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan, Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kineuna, Zethan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. All these sons of Jediael were heads of families. There were 17,200 fighting men ready to go out to war. The Shuppites and Huppites were the descendants of Ur, and the Hushites the descendants of Aher. The sons of Naphtali, Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem, the descendants of Bilhah. The descendants of Manasseh. Asriel was his descendant through his Aramean concubine. She gave birth to Machir, the father of Gilead. Machir took a wife from among the Huppites and Shuppites. His sister's name was Maukah. Another descendant was named Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife Maukah gave birth to a son and named him Pirish. His brother was named Shirish, and his sons were Ulam and Rakim. The son of Ulam, Bedan. These were the sons of Gilead, son of Machir, the son of Manasseh. His sister, Hammaleketh, gave birth to Ishad, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemida were Ahayan, Shechem, Likhi, and Anayim. The descendants of Ephraim, Shuthelah, Berit his son, Tahath his son, Eliada his son, Tahath his son, Zabed his son, and Shuthelah his son. Ezer and Eliad were killed by the native-born men of Gath when they went down to seize their livestock. Their father Ephraim mourned for them many days, and his relatives came to comfort him. Then he made love to his wife again, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. He named him Beriah because there had been misfortune in his family. His daughter was Shirah, who built Lower and Upper Beth Horon, as well as Uzan Shirah. Repha was his son, Resheph his son, Tela his son, Tahan, his son. Laden, his son. Amiad, his son. Elishama, his son. Nun, his son. And Joshua, his son. Their lands and settlements included Bethel and its surrounding villages, Naaran to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its villages all the way to Aya and its villages. Along the borders of Manasseh were Bethshan, Taanach, Megiddo, and Dor, together with their villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher: Imnah, Ishva, Ishvai, and Beriah. Their sister was Sirah. The sons of Beriah: Heber and Malchiel, who was the father of Birzeith. Heber was the father of Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham, and of their sister Shua. The sons of Japhlet: Pesach, Bimhal, and Ashvath. These were Japhlet's sons. The sons of Shomer: Ahai, Roga, Hubba, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam: Zopha, Imnah, Shelish, and Amul. The sons of Zopha: Sua, Harnifer, Shul, Beri, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shamma, Shilsha, Ithran, and Beera. The sons of Jether: Jephunneh, Pispah, and Ara. The sons of Ula: Ara, Haniel, and Riziah. All these were descendants of Asher, heads of families, choice men, brave warriors, and outstanding leaders. The number of men ready for battle, as listed in their genealogy, was 26,000. Benjamin was the father of Bela, his firstborn. Ashbel, the second son. Ohara, the third. Noha, the fourth. And Rapha, the fifth. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoya, Gera, Shephufan, and Huram. These were the descendants of Ehud, who were heads of families of those living in Geba and were deported to Manahath: Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera, who deported them and who was the father of Uzzah and Ahiad. Sons were born to Shehuraim in Moab after he had divorced his wives, Husham and Beorah. By his wife Hodesh, he had Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcolm, Jeus, Sakiah, and Mirma. These were his sons, heads of families. By Husham, he had Abitab and Elpael. The sons of Elpael: Eber, Misham, Shemit, who built Ono and Lod with its surrounding villages, and Beriah and Shema, who were heads of families of those living in Aijalon and who drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Joha were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshullam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpael. Jacob, Zichri, Zabdi, Elienai, Ziluthai, Eliel, Adaiah, Bereah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zichri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Athathijah, Iphdia, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shamsherai, Shehuriah, Athaliah, Jeorishiah, Elijah, and Zichri were the sons of Jeroham. All these were heads of families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maukah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zer, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Geder, Ahio, Zekah, and Mikloth, who was the father of Shemaiah. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish, Kish the father of Saul, and Saul the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melech, Taria, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jehoiada. Jehoiada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Mosa. Mosa was the father of Benaiah. Rapha was his son. Eleasa, his son. And Azel, his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. All these were the sons of Azel. The sons of his brother Eshek: Ulam, his firstborn, Jeush, the second son, and Eliphelet, the third. The sons of Ulam were brave warriors who could handle the bow. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were the descendants of Benjamin. All Israel was listed in the genealogies recorded in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. They were taken captive to Babylon because of their unfaithfulness. Now the first to resettle on their own property in their own towns were some Israelites, priests, Levites, and temple servants. Those from Judah, from Benjamin, and from Ephraim and Manasseh who lived in Jerusalem were Uthai, son of Amiad, the son of Omri, the son of Imri, the son of Benai, a descendant of Perez, son of Judah. Of the Shelonites, Asaya, the firstborn, and his sons. Of the Zerahites, Jeuel, the people from Judah, numbered 690. Of the Benjamites, Salu, son of Meshullam, the son of Hodaviah, the son of Hashanua, Ibniah, son of Jeroham, Elah, son of Uzzi, the son of Mikri, and Meshullam, son of Shephatiah, the son of Ruel, the son of Ibnijah. The people from Benjamin, as listed in their genealogy, numbered 956. All these men were heads of their families. Of the priests, Jedaiah, Jehoiarib, Jachin, Azariah, son of Hilkiah, the son of Meshullam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merayeth, the son of Ahitub, the official in charge of the house of God. Adaiah, son of Jeroham, the son of Pasher, the son of Milkijah, and Meusai, son of Adiel, the son of Jazura, the son of Meshullam, the son of Meshillamith, the son of Immer. The priests who were heads of families numbered 1,760. They were able men, responsible for ministering in the house of God. Of the Levites, Shemaiah, son of Hashub, the son of Azrikam, the son of Hashabiah, a Merarite, Bakbakar, Hirish, Galil, and Mattaniah, son of Micah, the son of Zichri, the son of Asaph, Obadiah, son of Shemaiah, the son of Galil, the son of Jeduthun, and Berechiah, son of Asa, the son of Elkanah, who lived in the villages of the Netophathites. The gatekeepers, Shalom, Akab, Talmon, Ahiman, and their fellow Levites. Shalom, their chief, being stationed at the king's gate on the east, up to the present time. These were the gatekeepers belonging to the camp of the Levites. Shalom, son of Kori, the son of Ebiasaph, the son of Korah, and his fellow gatekeepers from his family, the Korahites, were responsible for guarding the thresholds of the tent, just as their ancestors had been responsible for guarding the entrance to the dwelling of the Lord. In earlier times, Phinehas, son of Eleazar, was the official in charge of the gatekeepers, and the Lord was with him. Zechariah, son of Meshelemiah, was the gatekeeper at the entrance to the tent of meeting. Altogether, those chosen to be gatekeepers at the thresholds numbered 212. They were registered by genealogy in their villages. The gatekeepers had been assigned to their positions of trust by David and Samuel, the seer. They and their descendants were in charge of guarding the gates of the house of the Lord, the house called the Tent of Meeting. The gatekeepers were on the four sides, east, west, north, and south. Their fellow Levites in their villages had to come from time to time and share their duties for seven-day periods. But the four principal gatekeepers, who were Levites, were entrusted with the responsibility for the rooms and treasuries in the house of God. They would spend the night stationed around the house of God because they had to guard it, and they had charge of the key for opening it each morning. Some of them were in charge of the articles used in the temple service. They counted them when they were brought in and when they were taken out. Others were assigned to take care of the furnishings and all the other articles of the sanctuary, as well as the special flour and wine, and the oil, incense, and spices. But some of the priests took care of mixing the spices. A Levite named Mattathiah, the firstborn son of Shalom, the Korahite, was entrusted with the responsibility for baking the offering bread. Some of the Korathites, their fellow Levites, were in charge of preparing for every Sabbath the bread set out on the table. Those who were musicians, heads of Levite families, stayed in the rooms of the temple and were exempt from other duties because they were responsible for the work day and night. All these were heads of Levite families, chiefs as listed in their genealogy, and they lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maukah, and his firstborn son was Abdon, followed by Zer, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gedor, Ahio, Zechariah, and Mikloth. Mikloth was the father of Shimeam. They too lived near their relatives in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish, the father of Saul, and Saul, the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. The son of Jonathan, Merib-Baal, who was the father of Micah. The sons of Micah, Python, Melek, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada. Jada was the father of Alameth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. And Zimri was the father of Moza. Moza was the father of Biniah. Rephaiah was his son. Eleasa, his son, and Azel, his son. Azel had six sons, and these were their names: Azrikam, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheariah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.